switch it around.
Snifter?
A snifter?
A snifter.
Yeah.
A snifter.
He's more of a pimp cup guy than a snifter guy.
Chalice.
That's cool.
A pimp chalice.
Yeah, pimp chalice, yes.
You, you let yourself get worked up
over
there.
We're working on that. We're trying, and you need to calm down. It'd be a good place for you. We'll have mood music in there.
Right, exactly.
You know?
If you guys,
what's your happy place?
Bill, I'm disappointed in you.
What's your happy place?
I'm really disappointed in
what
you.
What am I doing?
First of all, there are two things. Let me teach you a little something about radio, one day a week, guy.
Yes.
Two things. First of all, if you thought that was... Hey.
What? Where did this come from?
Come on.
Hey. Why tear others down?
I ain't talking
things
to you.
Are going bad. We got to get a 20.
No, we're good. We're good.
We got to get a 20. We got to get a 20.
Nobody even hit a shot yet.
They just went on an 8-0 run.
Yeah, we
got to get a 20 to calm you down. You're jumping on your teammates.
Right. He's not a teammate. He's an infidel. Here's the thing. My heart rate never got above 60, even when I ate his liver, okay? So let's keep that straight. Second of all, Bill, rule number one in the rule of the radio, as you should know, is if two guys are having a fight, you step back and let them fight.
I just couldn't. It was becoming ponderous, though.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
We're yelling over each other.
Well, you know what? Your pay's the same. So you get to sit here for 3 hours, and I appreciate
you
agreeing to do
you.
So just let it be. We are going to go to Oakland, though, right now and talk to Jeff Taylor, and then we're going to visit with Big Joe. And luckily, because I love Joe, we're going to talk a lot about the NBA and not try to deconstruct what happened last night.
We can talk about it.
Go inside the numbers.
Who's responsible for the Middle Tennessee scout? That's what I want to know.
We all are.
Okay.
that's all hands on deck,
baby. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. We got to talk about that.
That's all hands on deck.
All right, let's get Jeff Taylor in, and then we'll move on. Never, ever mistake my voice volume for actual real excitement and passion. Because that was as fake as it comes. You think I really care? The thing about Michael that he doesn't get is he's going to play my little reindeer games because that's what we do here. It's a radio show. We're not trying out for an NBA team. You see how this works? He understands. You know what? He's smarter than he thinks. But he's not nearly as smart as he thinks.
I just never knew the board was so complicated to run.
Hey,
I've
I didn't say it was
there for a long time. He makes it sound
when RJ,
make it kind of sound like it's a big.
No, right, exactly.
Got little things you slide up and down. A blue light comes on.
Hey, just because Shields ran the board a couple times, don't think it's so easy.
Shields is up here running.
Exactly.
My idiot. Self is sitting over here. I mean, you know,
I'm sure you could do it.
I'm thinking I can do it.
There's no question.
It looks just a bunch of likes and clicks and buzzes.
Could you at least consider the fact that there's a possibility you're smarter than Michael from Stargirl? Can we at least entertain that idea?
I got no problem with Michael.
I don't either.
He
really
brings some passion, and
he does bring passion.
He's not afraid to take a stand. I got no problem with that.
On my show one day, he called John McCain a crook. Great war hero. He really didn't get worked over too hard in Vietnam.
Jeff
said those words.
Jeff Money Taylor
joining
us.
You know where he stands, baby. No. That's what I like about him.
Jeff,
right,
what's up, man?
Indifferent.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, how's the 3-5 daily double looking today?
I'm going to say if that hit, I'm going to predict a payout of about $400.
Let's hope that hits then.
Ooh.
Big weekend at Oaklawn. It started yesterday. It goes through Monday, the President's Day. We've got the $55,000 cash giveaway, Joe. $1,000 after the first, $2,000 after the second. It's unbelievable. $10,000 after the 10th.
Must be present to win. We need to include that. Must be present to win.
Got to be there to get your money.
You tied up on Monday? You guys got practice?
Blow it off.
Yeah, I mean, this is more important. You go down there and make $10,000, you'd be glad you went.
Hey, if you watched last night's game, it looked like we blew it off anyway.
Oh, boy. So, money, what do we got going today?
That's a good card, Justin. We move in kind of in our 10 race mode tomorrow, so I think this is going to probably be the last Friday that we have 9 races. But nonetheless, it's an interesting, a great featured race today, really indicative more of a stakes race than just an allowance feature, and we'll be seeing some of those horses, I think, later on, notably the Razorback, and eventually I think the Oakland Handicap is destined for a couple of those out of that race. More about that in just a moment, but let's see if we can get a little bit of ammo to play the feature race in the early double. Numbers 3 and 5, before mentioned, I didn't go that way. I went to 5 and 2. Much more formful here. Number 5, Brassy Boy, in the opener. Into a new barn today. Chris Hartman, who does very well off the claim, plucked this one out of a $5,000 claimer here on January the 24th. Brassy Boy got the job done that day in game fashion, and he catches a field very similar, I think, in appearance today. That's number 5, Brassy Boy in the opener. Also went pretty chalky in the second with number two, Jardina. I think this one just lays off, just off of a rather heated pace duel between the three and the six in there. And I think Jardina is going to be in a position to fire today, unlike her last race when she didn't here on February 1st. I think it's a little different pace scenario, and Jardina follows through. Double numbers, as I said, 5 and 2. Let's move to that aforementioned featured race here on the afternoon, and it is a good one. I didn't get past, though, on the outside, number 10, Antigone. This one, I still remember the what I thought was a winning move that he threw in the Belmont Stakes at 22-1. Just, I think we'd been on the air the Friday before and had picked him somewhat because of his Oaklawn connections. But Antigone returns to Oaklawn this afternoon. We saw him run so very well here last year as a three-year-old. He's been training lights out. He is definitely the class of the field, having competed not only in the Belmont last year, but also the Jockey Cup Gold Cup. He comes off a credible third-place performance in the Breeders' Cup Marathon in early November. Antigone, very much the class of the field. It is a good group, but I think Antigone is the one to beat. That's number 10 in the featured 8. Our long shot play comes back in the fourth of the afternoon. It's a maiden race going a mile on the 16th. I like number 8 Right Now to do the job right now. 10-1 in the morning line. Nice solid price here on this Don Von Himmel trainee. Don about ready to get into the win column. Right Now has been training very forwardly lately, and I think you're going to see a much improved effort with the stretch after two turns. That's number 8 Right Now, our buzz long shot play of the day. And that's in race number 4.
Do want to credit Terry Thompson, too. A couple of wins yesterday, and he's now within striking distance of Robbie Alvarado. Got some work to do in the jockey race, but congrats to him. And you picked him today in the first race, so we'll wish him well. And tomorrow, yeah. Oaklawn Race Day, we'll be talking about not only the card for tomorrow, but also, of course, Monday, we've got the 3-year-old stake in center stage. So, Joe, look, if you want to blow off the game tomorrow,
right. Yeah,
we can get you a lot of good stuff for the trip down to Oaklawn tomorrow as well on Oaklawn Race Day at 11 o'clock.
Should be a lot of fun and on the track really all weekend long through Monday.
All right, Jeffrey, appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks. Jeffrey. All right, Jeff Taylor. He's the